The slump in home sales is hurting companies that make the things people put in their homes. You don't have a new house, you don't need a new bedroom set. The furniture industry is experiencing a tough year, and September sales were down about 10% from a year ago. Furniture makers and retailers concluded the world's largest trade show yesterday, and the mood was gloomy. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports on the semi-annual High Point Market in North Carolina.
With new home sales at a 17-year low and foreclosures at a record high, it comes as little surprise that Gary Walter's business isn't thriving either.
This piece here, it's called a Georgian mantel mirror.
Walters is vice president of a company called Hickory Manor House. It makes ornate antique reproduction mirrors that retail for as much as $700. Walters displayed them last week at the High Point Market, where furniture makers try to sell their wares to retailers. But he was disappointed with the response.
The market itself this time is very slow, and I think it's attributed to all of the discussion about how tight things are right now. People are not actually spending their money on buying new homes. They may not even consider remodeling their homes or redecorating, and the market has been very quiet.
Sluggish mirror sales reflect a larger trend in the furniture industry, a downturn that's being felt by almost all of the 80,000 people who attended the market. Big companies such as Ethan Allen and Stanley are reporting double-digit sales declines, and some small businesses are fighting just to stay afloat. Greer Johnson runs a furniture store in Clarksville, Tennessee, where he says two competing stores have been forced out of business.
With the home furnishings market being tied with real estate so closely, and with a small mom-and-pop store like me, I'm desperately crossing my fingers. I don't want to be the one having to close up shop.
Johnson says his business has been hurt not only by the housing slowdown, but also by the credit crunch. He says he's had to turn away prospective customers because they can't qualify for financing. Furniture industry analyst Jerry Epperson calls this the worst period for the industry since World War II.
Furniture, for the most part, is a deferrable purchase. You know, if your clothes washer breaks, you've got to get it fixed. But what can go wrong with your chest of drawers? So people are putting off this purchase, and we're probably not going to see a turnaround until sometime after the first of the year.
Epperson says only a few sectors of the industry have been immune from the slump. Children's furniture continues to sell, as even the most cash-strapped parents probably won't deny their baby a crib. Home office furniture is doing okay because more people are telecommuting. And at High Point, several vendors were optimistic about accessories, small, relatively inexpensive knickknacks that can complement the furniture you already have.
Come over to the decanters with me for a second.
Nan Feldman's company, Baddish Crystal, imports vases and other decorative accessories. She promotes them as a way to freshen a room if you can't afford to refurnish it.
This is a piece that I call my cheap and good. Even at $10, feel the weight.
This is a $10 crystal bowl.
Right. A woman can put that bowl with bath soaps in her bedroom so that it adds a little inspiration to your furniture, to your home decor.
Feldman says her company has lowered prices to help spur holiday purchases, a strategy being employed by a number of High Point vendors. But industry leaders concede it will take more than price cuts to reverse declining sales. 20% of America's furniture is sold to people who've just moved into new homes, so it's unlikely furniture makers will start thriving again until the real estate market does. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.